morning. Today, the church celebrates Wednesday of the 22nd week in Ordinary Time, and our gospel passage comes to us from Luke chapter 4, verses 38 to 44. After Jesus left the synagogue, he entered the house of Simon. Simon's mother-in-law was afflicted with a severe fever, and they interceded with him about her. He stood over her, rebuked the fever, and it left her. She got up immediately and waited on them. At sunset, all who had people sick with various diseases brought them to him. He laid his hands on each of them and cured them. And demons also came out from many, shouting, "You are the Son of God." But he rebuked them and did not allow them to speak because they knew that he was the Christ. At daybreak, Jesus left and went to a deserted place. The crowds went looking for him, and when they came to him, they tried to prevent him from leaving them. But he said to them, "To the other towns also I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God, because for this purpose I have been sent." And he was preaching in the synagogues of Judea. While Jesus was in Capernaum, he performed many healings on the people there. So it's understandable that the people wanted him to stay with them, and how, when he went off to a quiet place just outside the town to pray, they caught up with him and tried to prevent his leaving. But Jesus made it very clear that it was imperative that he move on, saying, "To the other towns also I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God, because for this purpose I have been sent." The Capernaum villagers had to let him go. Jesus was at the service of God's purposes, which took priority over what the townspeople wanted of him. We began reading Luke's gospel at Mass last Monday, and as we move through his gospel, we will see how he consistently reveals Jesus as one who is totally devoted to serve God's purposes for him. This often brought Jesus into conflict with what others expected of him. All of us are called to live out our lives in accord with the will of God. When we try to do what we believe God wants of us, we may often find that it will bring us into conflict with what other people want or expect from us. In our struggle to do God's will, we have the Spirit of Jesus to help us on our way. May we reach out and touch that power, that we may have the strength and the courage to be devoted to serve God's purposes for each one of us.